It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I'm Mike O'Mara. This is my show.
And your birthday.
It's my birthday this weekend, and we're celebrating.
Happy, happy birthday, the Post. Baby.
Thank you so much. I did that, and I swear to God, I didn't even know the song.
It's the Toon Weavers.
Toon Weavers, WJFK, Westwood One Radio Network, all around the country.
For you.
Greetings to all the good people, Reno, Sacramento, Portland, Wichita, Spokane, and all of you that are listening to the show. This is BYOB Friday. My guests, they're here enjoying my day with me. I give you Oscar Santana.
Hello.
Mr. Chad Dukes.
Make sure you don't go to myspace.com/BigOwenDukes.
One of our Buzz Babes superstars.
What was that about?
McKenzie. Oh, her microphone wasn't turned on. Oh, man.
Take two.
I give you McKenzie, one of our superstar Buzz Babes. I have a Mr. Buzz Burbank over here.
Well, hi.
I have Mr. Rob Spiewak over here.
Dragon.
I do want to mention that Monday,
yes,
we're going to have a goose on the show.
Hmm. Well, it's about time.
What kind of goose?
Sam Gosling. That's his name.
I see.
I just think that's
so
about...
So it's a small goose.
It's about the funniest name in the whole wide world.
I'll play on words.
Sam Gosling, author of the new book, Snoop, What Our Stuff Says About Us. When Beth Ann was talking to me about this, this is a guy that does analysis of human beings
Snizzle.
Based on what they have in their bedrooms.
Mm-hmm. Just their bedrooms?
I think other items in the house, but that's what it's all about. He says it's a better analysis than handwriting or a lot of that other crap.
Really?
Yeah, so it should be very, very interesting. Let us not hesitate.
Let us not.
And let us bring in our Buzz Babe candidates for today.
For today. Welcome, cool. Ladies.
I think we're bringing all three of them in, aren't we?
We're going to meet Lynn and Janae and Kimberly.
And McKenzie, you will be able to tell them how wonderful it is to be a Buzz Babe. What was that?
Did
somebody get hurt?
Sorry.
Am I going to have to share a seat with somebody?
Oh, dear.
You sound like you're dreading that.
Oh, my God. I
welcome,
didn't see
ladies.
That you were here. Wow, yeah. This is incredible.
How about this,
all right.
Huh?
All right, now we have, what is your name? Enter and sign in, please.
Lynn,
very nice to meet you. All right, step up to the chair here.
Lynn is a Redskins fan.
McKenzie is, you know,
welcome,
and that's the great Buzz Babe tradition. McKenzie just graciously gave up her seat.
Aren't they great?
Now we're sharing a seat. Ladies, you can share this seat over here.
Yeah, sit down,
I'm
please.
Just trying to do a little microphone work here. Very good. All right, and let's meet our candidates here. Hi, you are Lynn.
Lynn,
right,
he's got a microphone for
us. Hi, Lynn. Don't be nervous. Now, have you had an adult beverage since you've been here?
No, we're not.
We're not.
We're not allowed.
There's apparently some kind of rule.
Yeah.
Oh, because they haven't filled out all the paperwork like they did last week.
Before their
employees. Well, now why did you roll your eyes at me about that? I'm sorry. I'm trying to do it.
I know. Yes, Mike. You know,
remember
reason.
Earlier when I said to you, you know, that's not a problem. Oh, yeah, it is a problem. We should have let them, you know.
When they're official, I'm told they can have all the beverages they want.
Okay.
If it were
they're official. Ding. They're official. There we go. Lynn, where are you from?
Maryland.
And how did you make contact with... It is a great state.
It's a fine state.
How did you make contact with Mr. Burbank over here?
Well, I've been listening, actually, before you joined Don and Mike, when it was just Don.
Oh, wow. 85. So you've been listening for a long time.
Wow, cool.
Wow. Since 1985.
Yes,
when Don used to do the old afternoon show, right?
Yes.
And then they moved us to mornings, and you've been listening the whole time?
The whole time.
My God, you don't look that old.
Oh, thank you.
Isn't How old great? Are you? You can say, because really, it's going to be complimentary.
You can't ask that question.
No, I think I should, because
how
she's going to get...
How old are you, Mike?
That's like asking
I'm
a woman
49,
how much she
Beth-Ann.
Not yet.
How old are you?
And then she runs out of the room.
Yes. God, she just hits and
That's
runs
okay.
like that.
Uh-huh.
And you're
That's
not
right,
49
okay.
yet.
You were 9 when I was
So, 49. So, you're the big 4-0?
Doing the math.
Oh, my God.
Does not look
Isn't that all right?
We got it.
Isn't that a bit of all right?
Excuse me. I'm here to make the automatic call. This
thank
is
you.
A Buzz Babe.
Thank you.
This is a 40-year-old
yes.
Buzz Babe.
Yes. I couldn't be
yes.
happier.
Amen. I like that.
Congratulations,
Now let's
Lynn.
Move on down
Thank
the line. Here
much.
We go.
Hello. I'm Kimberly.
You're Kimberly. Hi, Kimberly. Where are you from?
From Fredericksburg.
From Fredericksburg. Very nice to meet you.
And
where are you from? I'm just kidding, of course. Oh, Chad's bringing his microphone over there.
Nice.
How did you get interested in being a Buzz Babe?
I listen to you guys on the radio every day.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. It's a pretty damn good show, isn't it?
Yeah, very entertaining.
So is the midday show here at WJK.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, I listen
Kimberly.
Like, all day.
Tell me about your tattoos. You've got lots of them over there.
Lots of them.
Look at, can I see that left arm? Are they exclusively on the left arm?
No, not really.
Now, like, that looks like a little Celtic ornament that you have. Is that what that is?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mike, really? If you don't mind, have her stand up.
Could you stand up for a second so we can see the tattoos?
It's a great...
Now, how many tattoos? Oh, my God! Oh, my God! I didn't notice that! You've got, like, the stripe right there.
Yeah.
And that whole thing is a tattoo?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Sexy.
Where did you get that idea? That is amazing.
Well, I saw a girl had it done, and so...
Really? You're very nervous, aren't you?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be.
Don't be.
How can somebody be nervous when they've got that on the back of her legs?
You're among friends.
Now, is that a ribbon or like a clover up at the top?
A bow.
A bell?
A bow.
And what is the tattoo over here?
A Celtic heart for my mother.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And this one's for internal love of sisters with my twin sister.
Oh, you have a, so you're a twin too?
Yes.
Like the Sklar brothers who we had on the show last week.
Twins, Mike.
Chad.
You crack me up, man. Even when you're not talking, you make me laugh. There are people that are funny and people that aren't funny. He's just such a snarky guy.
What?
He is. You're just bouncing around over there. Let's move on to our next Buzz Babe candidate here.
Janae.
What is your name? Now you have an interesting look. You are not showing any skin at all.
Right.
You are looking very, very interesting. You are looking like, seriously, you may be in the life. Are you a lesbian? I have to ask that right out of the shoe.
Oh.
I'm not being an insulting, but she is a very attractive woman.
She is indeed.
But I mean, she is dressed like. Am I out of line asking that question?
No, you're not.
There you go. You are.
Mm-hmm.
And I
like that too.
We'll applaud that.
Nice. I like that. This is Anne. Where are you from? What's your name, first of all?
My name's Janae. I'm from Arlington.
Janae from Arlington. Uh-huh. And how long have you been listening to the show?
Probably just a few months.
Okay, now turn the microphone a little bit towards you there so we can just twist it. You can just twist it. There you go. So, Janae, this is interesting. You don't think of someone that is in the life that might necessarily be interested in this type of activity. Why? I'm very curious.
Why?
I'm interested in radio. Just, you know.
Just being around radio?
Personality and stuff like that.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and you have a style that's very distinctive, that's all your own.
Right.
My question would be if we, threw on one of these Buzz Babe uniforms.
Could you stand it?
Would you be able to represent for the show?
Yeah, I mean, I'm open for ideas, you know, I'm open.
Fantastic.
So you're very, very cool?
I dress feminine to work every day.
You what?
I dress feminine to work every day.
Okay. Which do you prefer, like, if you're going out and say you've got a date with another woman, if you're going out, do you like to go on the lipstick side or the other side?
The other side.
Yeah, I can tell.
The other side. Uh-huh.
But it's hard for you, isn't it? Because you are very feminine.
Very attractive.
Yeah, well, I've never worn lipstick or anything like any makeup.
Well, you don't need
she
that.
She has a magnificent smile. Just beautiful.
So if you know, this is so very, very cool.
Uh-huh.
This is the second week in a row that I don't
make
any hesitation whatsoever. All I had to do was go around. Now, and it's not like we're having to lower our standards
not
or anything.
At all.
We've
not
got
a bit.
Some beautiful women in here today, and I love the diversity.
I do, too.
All those in favor of adding... our first lesbian Buzz Babe, raise their hands.
Oh, yeah.
You are welcome.
Yes, yes.
I would like to say, now put the names up so I can see. So I would like to welcome Shanae, also Kimberly,
Kimberly,
Lynn,
and Lynn.
And Lynn to the Buzz Babe family. You are all officially in.
Congratulations and welcome, ladies. Thank you. Ladies. Thank, you.
Thank you very
so much.
Have you gotten a chance to meet Chad and Oscar over here? This is our BYOB Friday.
Hello.
Now, the way this works, Mackenzie, you have been out. You didn't go to the gas station function, but actually you have been now officially a Buzz Babe for 1 week. It
for
is a
week.
Brand new operation. How do you like being a Buzz Babe?
I love the special treatment
because
all the lovely, attractive, handsome men here just treat me like I'm some kind of queen. And,
she is so good at lying about lovely, handsome, attractive men.
And that's why
I'd like
we have
her to find just one.
I'd like to
one
point out
on property.
I'd like to point out that we've been here for a couple of months now. Mm-hmm. I have never seen on Fridays the fact that this place used to be a ghost town on Fridays,
yes.
And now strangely, employees that normally would have started their weekend already are back in the building. It's very unusual.
Well, I can tell you why. There's a new official motto here, which is, "Can I have a beer?" Because there's beer on ice on Friday afternoon.
It's everywhere. I think it's a little bit more than the beer there. But, ladies, if you will do this, we will sign you up. We will get your information. And I will tell you, Janae, you're going to have to step it up, okay? You
know,
The uniform for Gay Pride up in Baltimore is, because I, for one, am fascinated.
I'm the babe magnet.
Yeah,
the babe
that works for me.
I'm the babe man, but this works.
Yeah, absolutely,
this works.
Isn't this
I am
great?
Very excited about this.
Cool. I'm so glad to hear that.
It most certainly does.
Now, would you guys like to? We have a. This is very special today. We have a message from our. Did she spill that in the?
It's going
to
be fine.
A little bit. There's nothing there.
Oh my God! Not my machine, please. Is it working?
Yeah. This is really going to be scary.
She's so ugly, and don't get me.
I want you to know.
He's cool.
You filthy.
Okay, just checking that.
See, look, it's still, it was like right there. Before.
Very, very exciting. Now, Janae, give the microphone back to Chad Dukes for a second.
Thank you.
This is BYOB Friday on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's a special birthday edition.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Buzz, I cannot tell you enough. This has been, I'll tell you what's great about this.
What's
We've
that?
Gotten real people mm-hmm. that we have, you know, that have come to us, and we're so excited about
so
this.
So thankful.
We are going to be doing lots of promotions over the summer
with
the Buzz Babes. Mm-hmm. If we're going somewhere and they're available, they're going to be there. The Buzz Babes will also be out and about on their own. They will be doing functions and promotions on their own. Mm-hmm. This is going to be very, very big, so I'm very, very excited about that.
I am too.
We had, unfortunately, our general manager who was on the line, but he dropped off. So
what a shame.
That was really Tom Gavin, and I was just the way it was going to work. Didn't quite work out that way. Let's go to this gentleman. Hello, Mike O'Mara. You're on the air. I like it when the voice starts doing that, too. Mike O'Mara. Yeah, what can I do for you, pal?
I'm not a gentleman. I'm a girl. But that's okay.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't see the name. You know, we're all starting to get a little lax in our jobs as the day lingers on Friday. Your name? What's your name, beautiful?
My name is Danielle.
Danielle, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
My boyfriend called me earlier and told me that he was watching TV today and bought a pasta steamer for the microwave.
Yes.
And I don't know what you bought. You said you bought something
Mike.
For watching TV, and you never told us what you bought.
You never told us, Mike.
Well, all right, we have a minute.
Was it a pasta steamer? Ugh.
It was not a pasta steamer.
Is that a pasta steamer?
It was not a pasta steamer, but I will... I'm gonna hang up and I'll talk about it, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for the call.
Oh, no problem. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, happy birthday. All right.
And many more.
Saturday.
Yes.
After our last BYOB Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
We were recovering.
I actually, we lingered at the front page a little longer than we may have, should have.
I thought it was fine.
It was fine?
Yeah, it was fine.
Oh, okay, because you're so effing in control and I'm so out of control.
I heard it was quite a night.
Buzz was out there. You know, Buzz had 700 drinks and was walking around going, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Mike had a half a glass of wine and was walking around going, will you F me? the fact is, on Saturday, I woke up with just a tiny little hangover.
Mm-hmm.
And
you were compromised?
I was. Have you ever been so banged up the next day that you wake up in the morning and you watch infomercials and you're too lazy to change the channel?
Yes.
And all of a sudden,
all the time.
And the infomercial just begins to really fascinate you.
Yes.
And if you get completely captivated by the infomercial, you don't have the energy to change the channel, but you have the energy to find your wallet.
Yeah. Sure.
And your credit card.
Oh, dear.
I don't know what I bought, but I bought some sort of oven.
Rotisserie oven?
No, not the rotisserie.
Not
this
the
is another one.
Rotisserie oven?
This is an item, and
what
I
does
swear,
it do?
I swear to God, I don't remember.
Oven.
I don't remember because I didn't write anything down. I haven't gotten any because you know what?
As
for some reason, with the hangover at the very end, may we have your email address? And when people say that now, right. I said no, no, you may not. And so I didn't give my email address. I haven't gotten any confirmation, but I did do the express ordering, so it was supposed to come in 2 to 3 days. I should have gotten it today.
I would think
it is.
It
a,
might be waiting for you when you get home. What a treat!
It's a cooker. It's a cooker,
a cooker.
But
it
it's
is.
Like an you watch these shows.
Like
is it the one that uses?
It's not a crock pot. It's an infrared
cooker.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
It can cook twice the meat in half the time.
That's it. I loved it.
Wow. It tans.
It
your
takes
food.
A free piece of salmon, a frozen piece of salmon.
Is this the infomercial where they drop the steak off the ladder and it shatters to prove how frozen it is?
If it was, I came in late to the party on that one. I'm not quite sure. But this the thing fascinated me. And, when I got the rotisserie oven, which I had before I got the food saver.
Food saver, yay!
And the power antenna for the whole house.
Turns your entire house into an antenna.
And the Jetstream oven. Which
Dave Dornbush.
Is the Jetstream oven still being sold?
I believe if you Googled it, it would still be available.
Now, you still get the Jetstream oven.
You don't do circulating superheated air to cook your food.
The fuel is very expensive. Expensive though for the Jetstream.
You
oven.
Don't do the easy pay though. Three simple payments.
Oh, no.
To pay it off.
No,
says,
charge me double.
No, I buy a car a week, Oscar.
Every Tuesday,
he's like a millionaire.
Every Tuesday, Mike buys a new car.
What about that? How that tanning bed work out for you?
Okay, I'm interested you asked, Chad Dukes. That tanning bed was not my responsibility. Oh. And that was not based on an infomercial.
No,
on
it's not.
That was based on a person that went to eBay and got ripped off. You should be very aware of eBay. You can. There are still many unscrupulous people that are out there.
And there's many great sellers on eBay as well that have 100% satisfaction.
Rob, do you still have 100% satisfaction guaranteed?
Chalky Colon still has.
Hey, before,
100% satisfaction.
Before we progress, I have to go through our Buzz Babe candidates and give them an opportunity
to
say.
Will you bring this oven in when it arrives? So
I'm
going to
bring it in and cook.
Here?
I'm going to bring it in and cook.
I will bring in a roast.
Forget
I thought,
babes.
Seriously, that Oscar and Chad were cooking and frying on the show, and I had a paranoid moment with Chad. I said, I walked out and I said, were you guys frying today? And he is such a total historian. He rivals you with history of the show. Uh-huh. And he says, I wouldn't do
aspire
that.
Aspire to greatness.
I would never do that.
That's your thing.
You know, that's my thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
That wonderful classic-ass bit.
I know what it is.
Of frying on the show. Yes, sir.
America loves it.
I'm a genius.
When your oven arrives,
yeah.
Let's do a turkey.
I want to do frozen, solid steaks.
Well, we've got a meat hookup.
Oh, that's right. You guys had like meat on your show today.
Are you listening, ladies?
Some might say that we've got a meat hookup in here.
You have Lynn Lloyd.
How are you, Lynn?
I'm not really sure.
I'm
what's
sorry.
This
I just can't help noticing them. I'm sorry. So your meat hookup is a guy that brings in exotic meats or what?
Well, he brings in all kinds of meats. They've been in business for over 80 years. I think it's called Wagshaw's out of Northwest D.C.
Are you getting buzzed a little bit?
I heard this.
Yes.
Because you know what? You're the only one that's really doing some steady drinking like me on the show today.
Why stop?
Chad, are you steadily drinking over there? You are so quiet.
I just came up with our new bit. We're going to do the ghost of Bill Walsh on our show on middays. It's going to be a wacky new bit that we've just come up with by ourselves.
The ghost of Bill Walsh.
Yeah, it's going to be a great new bit.
He is wasted. That is a wasted idea.
The very fact that he's been so quiet proves how drunk
that's
tonight.
It. I realized it. You've gone past. You were where you were on the original
we
show.
We have an appearance tonight.
Look at his posture.
We were playing beer pong earlier.
Go ahead, guys. Plug your appearance. Plug your parents. Go ahead.
We're going to be at TGI Fridays in Springfield.
No.
What?
That's not right.
That's
fantastic. Join Chad and Oscar at Fleming's. Have a fantastic time. They'll be at O'Mara's in Manassas.
That's right.
Enjoy.
I just spit all over the board.
If you are in the D.C. area, we're going to be at Kirkpatrick's in Ashburn, Virginia.
Cool.
And we're going to be there from 8 to 10.
You're going to.
That's
going to
be a good time.
I'll be asleep in the parking lot.
There we go.
We've got a sober ride.
A sober ride. That's good.
From
good. As all of us do.
Nobody drives me, Mike.
That's right.
I drive myself.
Stop it. Behave. Let's go around the room to our Buzz Babe, our new Buzz Babes, I should say. Lynn, who would you like to say hello to? Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to out in Radio Land?
No.
You'd like to keep this? Are you keeping this? You're not like sneaking out on the kids and dad and all that. Really?
Yes, I am.
Oh, really?
Yes, I am.
Like Lynn, hold on. He doesn't know you're here?
The kids.
Oh, the kids don't know.
The kids don't know.
There is no he.
just the kids. Okay, I can relate to that.
All the youngsters out there.
I can certainly
relate
to that.
Does she look like Sharon from Goodfellas? Sharon, you threw out the whole stash.
You know what? Who the hell's the actress? Wait.
Lorraine Bracco?
Like a younger Lorraine Bracco.
Yeah.
Anybody ever tell you that?
No, I, back in the 80s, I used to get Susanna Hoffs all the time because my hair's really
Susanna Hoffs.
So
it's quite a story.
Who's Susanna Hoffs?
From the Bengals.
Singer.
Bangles. Oh, the Bengals. Yeah. I like the Bracco, Lorraine Bracco. You like the young Lorraine Bracco. But you don't like that one?
I don't. I'd have to study.
Have you seen
I know her, but I don't know her.
Have you seen Goodfellas?
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah. It's
The Sopranos? Also in The Sopranos, though older.
Yeah, but now, you know.
I know. Well, you just have to subtract
20 years. She's gone Turner. She's gone Kathleen Turner.
I'm sorry. Well, no, she hasn't made that turn.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, I believe Bracco has made the
She's
Kathleen
not become
Turner.
A man.
She has. She is. But she is.
Kathleen Turner has become a man.
She has made the. She's made the turn. Hello, Larry.
No, not that. I wish
Hi,
you'd
Rosie.
I wish you'd reconsider.
Would you like to ask me a question as Kathleen Turner as I hit the door? Just ask me any Kathleen Turner question. I'll give you the answer. And I can only do it briefly.
Kathleen Turner, how are you on Broadway?
I really enjoyed myself. the idea of playing a role. Playing a role that I must go.
You were in The Graduate.
I was in The Graduate.
Yes.
I was nude.
Must you go?
I must go.
Goodbye, Kathleen.
Are those flats or heels?
Can't believe I did that.
Sounded like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
She's gone.
Tank my voice. We have to break soon, but Kimberly, as I look at the name tags, because I've been drinking. Kimberly, anybody you'd like to say hello to? Your twin sister in the green room or anybody else?
My mom. I think she's listening.
Oh, Jesus. Hi, Mom.
Buzzkill. Enough with the moms.
Yes, enough with the moms.
Jesus.
Yes. We're just kidding, McKetsey. Uh-huh. All right. Janae doesn't like the name tag either. You don't like wearing a name tag?
What?
It wouldn't stay on. I guess I'm too hot for the name tag.
Wow. That's right. That's right.
It melted right off of her.
That's right.
There is something strangely... You know what? I give you credit for this.
Thank you, sir.
There is something strangely fascinating about Janae.
Aren't these eight women the best women in the world?
Yes, and it's just, you know, somehow when I look at Janae, you know, I know she's trying so hard to be a lesbian, but I think she could be converted.
Good luck to you, Mike.
God. We have to take a short break. When we come back, Buzz, we're supposed to have a little news, but I think we might play a little party password, if it's okay
with
you.
Fine with me.
And we're not going to play this with you, the listeners. We're going to play it right here in the room.
We're going to play with ourselves.
And we're all going to pair off, and, well, not that way.
No?
Someone say something! Bail me out! Wow!
You're better than that, Rob.
Thanks so much. We'll be back with Party Password. Lots more fun. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.